The next kina, also the said Aleph base and so on. There's something I wanted to point out. It's quite towards the middle of the kina over here. It goes like this. It says Kila Kasoi Behitis Lahavi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechala his kas, and he burnt Beis Hamikdash. At the end of 6 years, was it extinguished? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to bring tzaris by his own volition. So it's built on a chazal. Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geizing Gavriel HaMalach to take two gecholim from the Mizbeach. And 6 years, these gechalim sort of were simmering. They were sort of not burning, but they were sort of simmering, waiting for Kasa to tshuva. And that's why, and the pshat is, b'tachlis shisha, at the end of those 6 years, that's when those Gechali Eish had sort of gone down a bit, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Beis HaMikdash. I want to... there's an akuda here. When we look back at the Tekufa of Churban in Europe, so there is... there's a whole perspective of showing that the handwriting was on the wall. And it was. From the First World War till the Second World War, in hindsight for sure, a person can see, we can see how things went from bad to worse to horrendous. And we could see there was even a period of 6 years or so from when he took power, Yimach Shemoi, till when it was actually fulfilled. Until he actually went ahead and did everything. The way, the shallow perspective on it is, well, we could have done something about it, we should have done something about it. Now, I want to make it clear, wherever there's a makom to do ishtadlus al piteva, we're mekuyev to do it, and we certainly should do it. And if there was anything lacking, we should do it, we should have done it, and we should learn a lesson to do. It's our chiyuv. That's the whole world of Shemat Vayna Shaseichem and Koch Nefesh, Shaseichem Shabbos. Not coming to be memayit on the necessity to do things on Pidar HaTeva when they need to be done. But one needs to take two or three steps or more back and ask himself, what happened was an impossibility. What happened was something that couldn't have happened. It wasn't a mikra of tzirufim. They happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they got hit. They you know, this or that. That's not a mikra. It's not tzirufim mikrim. This was an incredible event that only has some havana mechutz miskeres of teva. There wasn't any place, by the way, teva to run. That's a stroll could have been overrun. I mean, it was a hair breadth away from being overrun. And, you know, the America wasn't taking anybody. There wasn't any really good places to go to. But besides the fact, if we can look at it as, I mean, anybody with a little, a bardas says, the events defy all, it's not a logical progression of events. The Jews will always hurt, Jews, especially when somebody wants something from them. So the guy next door who wants money makes a pogrom. The church excites people, they make a pogrom. But that's it. That was par for the course. They want the Jews' money, they throw them out, they keep the money. Those things have a hezbalpi. They have a hezber in the world of teva. It's natural to want the money of somebody else, to be jealous, and so on and so forth. This whole thing defies anything rational. And if we ask ourselves, didn't Gavriel hold embers in his hand for 6 years? waiting for something. I'm not the person to say waiting for what. I mean, it's not me to say it. But don't we see? I mean, and the Medrash says it. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring a sudden punishment. Kadosh doesn't want to bring an einish. Kilanim alibay. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants a change. And there was a Gavril was standing with burning embers, and we saw those embers. We saw them burning. And isn't that what we should have learned in perspective? Isn't that the way we should look back at that tekufa and say there was a mashchis, a malach hamashchis, hovering with burning embers in his hand for 6 years, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for us? Again, if there would have been a natural thing, apidar hateva, and we were deficient in it, apidar hateva, then fine. That's the right lesson. I don't have a problem with recognizing each thing the way it is. So if, let's say, there was a very simple way and or a natural cause and effect and so on, fine, that's the lesson we should learn. But this was a very different nature. There was really pitiful little to do, and the events were extraordinary. And if it's extraordinary, it means that if you'd be in Australia, so it could happen in Australia. And if it would be, it'd be anywhere. There weren't normal events. There's nothing about it is in any way ascribes any normal history. So why don't we look back at it and say to ourselves, for 6 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had burning coals over poised of Klal Yisrael. And we're not shy to saying anything about Doris before, but for us, the understanding that when we see things hovering over us, where I have no idea where this thing with Iran is going to. Nobody here has any idea. We're not being asked to predict the future. Are there things you can do up Pedar Hateva? Maybe. If there are things that Seichel says that are shaykh to do up Pedar Hateva, that's yachiv. Just like yachiv to get medicine for something that's curable and to dig and to plow a field for Parnassus. That's fine. But it's hovering, it's hanging. I don't want to talk further, but the problem is that something that hovers 6 years, we just shut out because it's background music. Where are we going? Where's that going to? It's hovering here, and at least I don't run a State Department, I don't run a Defense Department, I don't have armies at my command, so that's not my passion. I haven't heard anything of Pidarech Teva that makes sense very much. But 1 second, we're living in a tekufa now where something is we're 100% maturif, has the ability to for the first time possibly to do the unthinkable. Is it? I mean, and I don't know. Is are we not in the same place? Isn't that weird? I mean, it's not for us what was just to learn from it, but what will be? I don't. You know, it's something that we need to think about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring a churban unless a malach stands juggling burning embers years before to give us a chance, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to bring the churban. He wants us to change. And if we are in a matzah where something passed us like that, then it's something that we need to learn from it. Ich habe so ein Horn,